As a result of this health system reform discussion, we've gained members and we've lost members. And that's the freedom of a volunteer organization, is that if a person doesn't like what the AMA does, they have the freedom to leave. But there's a misnomer about how AMA policy is created. AMA policy is created by a House of Delegates that meet twice a year, and those delegates represent every state, over 100 specialty societies, medical students, young physicians, resident physicians, faculty of medical schools, women. There's delegates from the military and the public health. I mean, it's a broad, it represents the breadth of medicine. So when the AMA's House of Delegates takes a position and creates policy, the only entity that's bound to that policy is the AMA. So if a state medical association doesn't like to have an individual responsibility for health insurance, they can go back and say, we don't like it, we disagree with the AMA, because we vote kind of like Congress votes. It takes 51% to have a majority, and when we have a policy that's adopted, you know, we may have a policy that 70% were for it and 30% were against it, and those that are against it, you know, there's nothing that binds them to what the AMA policy is.